And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. We start with news from World Athletics, who've apparently just discovered what anyone with functioning eyes already knew, and that's that biological males have been dominating women's sports for decades. So now World Athletics says they will be requiring sex testing for all athletes following the World Boxing's lead after watching men pummel women on international television. Speaking of denying reality, no one got raptured, I assume. Well, TikTok convinced thousands that Jesus was returning yesterday based on a South African man's dream about the 2026 World Cup being canceled. The hashtag Rapture Now generated 311,000 videos of people either packing for heaven or mocking those who were. I don't think Jesus is going to be scheduling his return around FIFA tournaments. Anyway, back here on Earth, where actual crime occurs, a Louisiana math teacher just learned about surprise inspections the hard way when drug dogs found cocaine in her wallet at a middle school. Virginia Summers claimed the cocaine belonged to a friend. It's never theirs, it's always someone else's. But police also found marijuana and pipes in her car. I wonder if those were also a friend's. And speaking of arrests, ICE continues to arrest the violent criminals that Democrats spent 4 years protecting, including child sex offenders, murderers, and armed robbers. Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin reports assaults on ICE officers have increased over 1,000% as they remove these heinous criminals, while California's Gavin Newsom responds by trying to ban agents from wearing masks during arrests. In Michigan, a man simply trying to feed the homeless with Costco pizza was violently attacked by a man in a crop top who clearly has mental health issues beyond his gender confusion. The incident was caught on video, and it shows yet another unstable individual lashing out at someone performing actual charity work. Well, last night was the big night. Jimmy Kimmel returned to television after his suspension. He offered tears, but no actual apology. And his non-apology, he claimed he never intended to make light of murder while simultaneously ranting about free speech and attacking President Trump. He did, however, praise Erica Kirk's forgiveness at the memorial as a selfless act of grace, which it absolutely was. Though he did refuse to offer any of that grace himself. Major League Baseball announced robot umpires going to be reviewing challenged calls starting next season, giving teams 2 appeals per game to overturn pitch calls. Not sure how I feel about that, but anyway, that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.